Offside. Ukrotitev Trmoglavke. Med pakistansko in afganistansko vojsko so na obmejnem območju med državama izbruhnili spopadi. Spopadi so nazadnje potekali v afganistanskem okrožju Spin Boldak in pakistanskem okrožju Chaman, pri čemer je po trditvah Afganistana pakistanska vojska ubila vsaj 12 ljudi in jih več ranila. Afganistanske sile pa so na to, kot navajajo, izvedle povračilne napade. Pakistan medtem trdi, da je prve napade izvedla prav afganistanska vojska. Napetosti med državama so se ponovno zaostrile po bombnem napadu na afganistansko prestolnico Kabul prejšnji četrtek, za katerega država obtožuje pakistanske sile, te pa tako kot pakistanske oblasti napada niso uradno priznale. Namen bombardiranja Kabula je sicer domnevno napad na pripadnike Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, krajše TTP, pakistanske veje talibov, kakršne je pakistanska v preteklosti že izvedla. Bibu Rautraj, direktor Indijskega inštituta Mantraja za strateške študije, ob tem povod za napad pripisuje predvsem delovanju TTP, ki jim afganistanska vlada domnevno ponuja zavetje v državi.
Predominantly there are about three, but the first and the foremost is Pakistan's accusation, and which is to a large extent correct, is that the Afghanistan Taliban or the ruling Taliban regime is sheltering a group called the TTP, which is one of the most violent terrorist outfits operating inside Pakistan. And that has created a large number of violent incidents within Pakistan, resulting in thousands of deaths. On Pakistan's request to the Taliban, Afghanistan Taliban authorities to rein in, to control the TTP has fallen in deaf ears. The Afghanistan Taliban has refused to entertain much of Pakistan's request. So Pakistan, as a result, is left with no other alternative but to carry out its attacks inside Afghanistan on the TTP facilities and the leadership. The TTP is mostly based out of Afghanistan, although it's operating within Pakistan. That's point number one. That's the most important cause between of differences between in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Nekdani uradnik afganistanske vlade, ki prebiva v Kabulu, Vahid Rahimdil, nasprotno izpostavlja, da so trditve o podpori afganistanske vlade, ki so jo avgusta 2021 ponovno prevzeli talibi, pakistanskim talibom neutemeljene in ne opravičujejo napada pakistanske vojske na suvereno državo.
Pakistan has borders with Afghanistan. If there are cross-border activities, then Pakistan should take care of their borders instead of attacking Kabul. I haven't seen, I'm a civilian living in Kabul. I know there is a lot of Taliban in Kabul, but I haven't seen any foreign Taliban in Afghanistan. But that doesn't mean that I'm completely invalidating this, because the border region of Afghanistan with Pakistan stretches quite a lot. And those areas are very hard to reach areas. And if there are some sort of give and take at the border region, I don't think if that would mean like they have logistical supports. TTP is active inside Pakistan. And what they don't have tanks, they don't have planes. What kind of support they would get from Afghanistan? Talking about warfare, what kind of support would they get from Afghanistan? It's deep inside Pakistan, and Pakistan is failing. And like, even when Pakistan attacked Kabul through airstrike, they claimed that they attacked or targeted one of the famous TTP commanders. And within hours, that TTP commander issued a statement from inside Pakistan saying he's alive and he's currently in Pakistan.
Rahim Dil meni, da je za napad ključen problem interne politike Pakistana, ki se sooča s čedalje večjimi pritiski oboroženih gibanj, ki nasprotujejo pakistanski vladi.
The clashes of Afghanistan and Pakistan is strictly dependent on the internal dynamics of Pakistan. So the TTP, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan and BLA, Baluch Liberation Army, they have started fighting against the Pakistani army or establishment in general. And Pakistan passes that blame to Afghanistan and considers Afghanistan a supporter of those movements, armed movements within Afghanistan. And that's why they attacked a few days ago. They attacked a few points in Kabul through airstrikes or drone strikes. And then the escalation at the border region happened.
Dodaten razlog za zaostritev odnosov je dejstvo, da so ob ponovnem prevzemu oblasti afganistanski talibi dobili veliko podpore Pakistana, a so se kasneje s svojimi politiki, med drugim tudi s podporo TTP-ja, politično usmerili stran od Pakistana. Več pojasni Ashok Svein, profesor raziskave konfliktov na Univerzi v Psali.
I think the real reason behind is that the Taliban in Afghanistan, which is in power after the withdrawal of the US forces, wants to keep its own independence, its own autonomy. But as you all know, Taliban has been Afghanistan Taliban has been the creation of Pakistan in the past, has been supported by Pakistan during US occupation of Afghanistan. So I think it's Taliban in Afghanistan's support for the Taliban in Pakistan.
Sogovorec ob tem dodaja, da se Pakistan sooča z nestabilnostjo v notranji politiki in da pakistanska vojska, ki ima večino oblasti v državi, zato krivi Afganistance.
And there are also internal reasons. Internal reasons means the real ruler in Pakistan, not the political establishment, but the military is an army chief who runs the show. So in this case, there has been this allegation of because due to political conflicts within Pakistan that they have the deposed prime minister or the most popular leader of Pakistan, who is Imran Khan. The army has always claimed that he gets the support from the Afghans come being in Pakistan and Afghanistan's Taliban.
Poleg tega se Pakistan sooča tudi s finančnimi težavami, ki jih namerava razrešiti s pridobivanjem podpore zunanjih sil, kot sta ZDA in Kitajska. Več o tem Svein.
Pakistan is going through also economic crisis. At present we are talking about IMF is they're negotiating with the IMF for money. And also they have been signing agreements with United States. And that is a way that they want to position themselves as a stronger force vis-a-vis at this time against Afghanistan. That will help them to gain the support in Pakistan, but also more outside, because they know that the in case of Afghanistan, the Pakistan and China and the US will be in support of Pakistan.
Ohladitev odnosov sicer ne poteka zgolj na tako imenovani bojni črti. Pakistanske oblasti so namreč novembra leta 2023 začele izvajati deportacije afganistanskih beguncev iz države. V Pakistanu je pred prvimi deportacijami prebivalo skoraj 4,5 milijona Afganistancev, od katerih jih je okoli 1,7 milijona brez dokumentov. Več Rautrej.
But there are other reasons, like the refugee crisis. Thousands of refugees, Afghan refugees, have been repatriated forcefully by the Pakistani authorities into Afghanistan. These refugees have been living in Pakistan, some are legally, some are illegally, for a large number of years. Some are there for decades. Many of them are burned in Pakistan. Pakistan is throwing these people out of its territory and into Afghanistan, which is in a governance mess. The Taliban is in no position to govern its territory as yet. So this repatriation of millions of refugees, both from Pakistan as well as Iran, is creating a lot of problem, financial constraints on the Afghan Taliban.
Izgon beguncev pa ima po besedah Svejna vlogo tako v notranji kot v zunanji politiki Pakistana. Po eni strani so begunci žrtveno jagnje, ki jih lahko krivijo za proteste v podporo nekdanjemu premijeju Imranu Khanu. Hkrati pa služijo kot vzvod, s katerim lahko država pritiska na afganistansko vlado.
Yes, it's both internal and external. Internal means these Afghans or the what the cup. Pakistani military establishment or the official establishment claims Afghanis, they think that they are the ones, those who support Imran Khan. Imran Khan has been organizing in the past various big protests, which have become a big threat to the military establishment control over the country. They have forcibly deported, ignoring all sorts of humanitarian considerations, more than a million Afghans back to Afghanistan. And the Taliban regime in Afghanistan is going through a number of issues because their economy is not in a very good shape. They need reconstruction. They need to strengthen their position in the country. And when you get back of all these displaced people, so many, that will create a major problems policy-wise and economically for the Taliban regime.
Rahim Dil pojasnjuje, da je za pakistanske oblasti prelaganje krivde na Afganistan predvsem način, s katerim si bo pakistanska vojska lahko zagotovila dodatno financiranje.
Afghan refugees have been residing in Pakistan for over 40 years, and they've been always utilized as political pressure against Kabul. The fact that TTP is taking momentum inside Pakistan, it's not very wise to pass the blame completely on another country, because Pakistan claims to be a very strong country and their army is in top 10 in the world. The attacks happen deep inside Pakistan, and these regions where TTP is currently active, it's not like they become active post Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. They've been operating in those areas for many, many years. The only thing is, Pakistan's army is currently struggling for funding. It's a very strong army, and the Pakistani economy cannot sustain that. So Pakistan has always relied on wars to sustain its army. Pakistan has always had intelligence operations inside Afghanistan. And since Taliban takeover, that has reduced significantly. So Afghanistan is now kind of more or less in control of the Taliban, and Pakistan is unable to fund those wars. US funding has stopped, NATO funding has stopped, that was coming to Pakistan through Afghanistan war. So Pakistan is struggling big time, and they need another war.
Pakistanska vojska si je podporo pakistanske javnosti zagotovila s tem, da trdi, da je zmagala v obračunu z Indijo maja letos. Več pove Svein.
The diplomatic victory of Pakistan, or the way the Pakistan army claimed its victory over Indian forces, that really brought together the people under Pakistan army support. So for a change, after several months or years, the Pakistan army chief Asim Munir, who got really become a hero again in Pakistan, and then he also elevated himself to a field marshal position after that conflict with India. Pakistan army understands that its legitimacy, its support, its strength comes from creating an enemy.
Rahim Dil pojasnjuje, da so pakistanske oblasti tudi v preteklosti finančno podprle tako imenovane teroristične organizacije, ter na to njihov obstoj uporabile za nadaljne financiranje vojske preko mednarodnih protiterorističnih organizacij.
It's no news. Like, Pakistan is a mastermind of creating militant groups and utilizing them in Afghanistan. This, anyone who's familiar with Afghanistan history, they would know, like, whether Mujahideen, whether Taliban, whether ISIS. Talk about any military movement, Pakistan has put it together, Pakistan has mobilized it, and they have taken a lot of international funds for counterterrorism, and they have actively created terror, and then they have taken funds to sustain their army, labeling it as counter-terrorism.
Pri vsem tem pa se ne zdi naključje, da je ravno pred izbruhom spopadov prišlo do otoplitve odnosov med Afganistanom in Indijo, tradicionalno sovražnico Pakistana. Pakistanske oblasti nekdanje zaveznike, ki se zdaj združujejo z Indijo, po mnenju Svejna, občutijo kot izgubo oblasti nad bivšim podanikom in se trudijo nazaj pridobiti nadzor nad Afganistanom.
They want the Pakistan, Afghanistan's Taliban to work under their control or under their framework, because they have been primarily the creator of Afghanistan Taliban, and then they are also the supporter, promoter, you name it. Every way they have created, they have made this Afghan Taliban in the first place. And the last, you know, the 20 years of the struggle, when also during the US presence, has been primarily Pakistan getting the support from Americans, but at the same time supporting the Taliban who are fighting against Americans. So it is absolutely something that the Pakistani military establishment wants to bring back its own influence, its own supremacy over the Afghanistan Taliban.
Rahim Dil poudarja, da ne gre le za zbliževanje z Indijo, saj Afganistan obnovil mednarodne in diplomatske odnose tudi z drugimi državami v regiji.
There was a big hoo-ha in Pakistani media that, oh, Taliban are now getting close to India, but they are completely forgetting that Afghanistan is a sovereign country currently governed by Taliban. And Taliban have established relationships with almost all neighbors and countries in the region. Taliban have relationships with Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Russia, Iran, India, Qatar, and this is Afghanistan's right, whether Taliban or any other regime. This is Afghanistan's right to have their international relations governed as per their own sovereignty. But Pakistan feels differently because Pakistan has issues with India, and they suddenly believe that Afghanistan should also have issues with India. To me, that's like very childish behavior. And it was like highlighted through Pakistani media that they were deeply upset. They don't have any rights to be upset with whether Afghanistan wants to have relationships with any country in the region or any country in the world.
Celoten konflikt je tako vaja v širjenju regionalne moči Pakistana, ki si od spopadov obeta podreditev afganistanske vlade ter mednarodno podporo proti politično izolirani državi. Suverenost Afganistana pa tako ostaja politična fikcija, kot je koncept suverenosti vedno bil. Močnejši delajo, kar se jim zahoče, šibkejši pa trpijo. Offsajt je pripravila Vida. Offside.